fine bracing weather, isn't it?
Not for bracing me. I ain't got a cent.
Why, I heard you had a lot of money left you.
Yes, it left me long ago, and I've been short ever since.
Is that so?
Well, that's the long and short of it. But say, you're looking much taller lately.
Yes, I'm wearing foot pads now.
Wearing foot pads? Do they hold you up?
I should say so. I haven't slept a wink in 6 days.
Why, I don't see how you live.
Why, I'm sleeping nice.
Well, I wish I could sleep. I haven't slept since I had a row with my rich uncle last week.
Yes, I heard that you lost the ticket for your watch.
Say, now, you mustn't believe half the stories you hear about me.
Well, half's a plenty. Why don't you get married? That'll make you forget all the rest of your troubles.
Well, I made up my mind never to marry, and I never changed my mind.
Of course not. It's too small. You can't change a cent. Say, that reminds me, do you want to buy a rare coin?
A rare coin? Let's see it. Why, this isn't rare. This is just an ordinary 5-cent piece.
Well, they're rare with me, all right. Say, did you see my sister's picture in the paper yesterday?
No. What's she been cured of?
She isn't cured yet. She's hunting for a husband.
Why, she's already married.
I know it. She's hunting for the one she's married to. By the way, your sister thinks about getting married, doesn't she?
Thinks? Why, say, Bill, she worries about it. She received proposals from 3 different suitors.
Didn't any of them suit her?
Oh, they all seemed to suit her. In fact, she accepted all 3. Now, say, what do you think of a girl who accepts every man that proposes?
I think she'll wear diamonds.
Well, she does. Say, by the way, Bill, I don't see you with that pretty girl so often.
No, I'm married to her now.
How is your wife?
Oh, she's all right, I guess.
Yes? Got you guessing, eh?
I should say so. I'm leading a dog's life.
A dog's life? Why, what do? Lay around and sleep?
The only chance I get to sleep is in church.
That's right, Bill. You stick to the church.
Why do you say that?
Because heaven is your only hope now.
That's what Skinner tells me.
How's your friend Skinner getting along?
He's having rather an uphill time of it.
Well, Skinner never was on the level. In fact, I heard he had to leave town.
That's right. He left.
When?
He left Podunk Saturday by rail.
Why, my dear boy, there are no railroads out of Podunk.
No, but there are plenty of rails, though. First, they put tar on him from head to foot. Then they made Skinner hold a pillow while they threw feathers on him. And just as they put on the last feather from the pillow...
Well?
Skinner gave him the slip.
Oh, get out.
He got out.
Say, you've got an awful nerve to spring that joke here. Skinner took the pillow and gave him the slip. Why, say, that's one of the jokes our daddies laughed at.
That's right. It was your daddy told it to me.
Now, do not be offended, please, if we have been too bold. And in our efforts to amuse, we've sprung a gag that's old. Of jokes a few we've handed you that Daddy loves to tell. He told them to the sexton, and the sexton tolled the bell. Now, they're everybody's jokes but Father's. You've heard them day by day. Some of them are just like Father, with a whisker long and gray. Some of them are older than Father, they're old enough to die. But gamble every dollar you'll hear.